In order to understand beginning love, compassion, let us begin with the word or image of monster. Yesterday I talked about dozen monster, but this is not bad meaning at all. Monster usually, I think in English, very bad image is very bad. Yes? Ah, really? But in Japanese, oni, but in English, what do you translate this into English? Demon, ogre. Ogre. Yeah? Momotaro. But in this case, in Japan, traditionally we call someone who crazily absorbed into just one thing, penetrating whole life, so crazily, so obsessed, not necessarily obsessed, very engaged, very only one, so focus, penetration. Such a crazy person we traditionally call oni. Oni, I translated monster. Maybe not good. Not good image. So, sorry? Mania. 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 I see. Mania was fixation. So doesn't mania. Doesn't mania is a little bit, in my sense, very shallow. Shallow, light. Too light. In this case, very, really, like warrior. I mentioned yesterday, but why? This is not bad meaning at all. You may think, usually, Soto school, they, in such a case, they don't, they are very different from Shikantata. But ultimately, in fact, Shikantata. Yesterday, I mean, mentioned about me, really Shikantaka is the ultimate. Shikantaka, from the beginning, is it, can you get in Shikantaka from the beginning without crazy, without what's your concentration? You need some process of concentration, but egoless, I mean, effortless concentration. And one thing I would like to, very coincident, can you believe what I experienced? Every year we have session in Cairns. 4 years ago or 5 years ago, during Cairns session, and one of participants, Australian person, not Japanese, gave me one book. A Japanese book. Said, Ichigyo Zanmai. Ichigyo Zanmai in Japanese. Ichigyo means one practice. Zanmai means samadhi. One practice, samadhi. But samadhi in this case, just one practice engagement. How do you, Ichigyo Zanmai. How do you translate this into English? Can you? A single-minded. Samadhi. Samadhi is attention. Interest, not attention. Samadhi. Ichigyo Zanmai. Anyway, only one practice penetration. Whole life. That's engagement. Single practice. Penetration through whole life. Ichigyo Zanmai. I was given this book. In Cairns. The author is Genchu Masui Genchu. This is rather monster. I was shocked, I was really shocked. Why is Australian? Suddenly, I was here. And then I asked him, and his Zazen master, who lived in Chikoku, Kochi Prefecture, and the Australian person who gave this book to me, his wife's native land was Kochi, same city, and near the temple, near the Zen monster's temple. And this person, Australian person, visited his temple and met with the Zen monster, being their master. And then he talked about me. And the master handed him in order to give to him. Very strange feeling. But now, what I'm really would like to share is his monster's face. Monster of faith. Faith, about his faith. Completely, his death mask. He died just before 90. Just before 90 years. 89. And his death mask. Of course, I was not there, but the painter, painted his death mask. He used to completely scantaba. And slightly smiling. Therefore, you can be, try to be, doesn't monster. If your vow is genuine, and if your effort even, your sincere effort, really sincere effort, if you penetrate, you are surely your state getting to such a peaceful, deep state of skandhata. Therefore, from the beginning, to get into the state of Shikantara, to get into the city, how do you think? No? When you begin, for example, when you began your Dzogchen practice, you got koan mu. So, how did you practice with koan mu? Yeah. Intellectually, you thought about the koan. I see. Didn't you recommend it to and it is. Yes? Uh-huh. Well, I did. Of course, mostly I failed. But it was meaningful. Without sincere concentration, your dozen must be very boring. Is it? Not boring. Yes or no? Maybe one hour, one period, that's okay. No, second period. Third time. Very getting bored? Very sort of stagnant state. Yes? Yes, now you should confirm this. How it is, Dzogchen is so wonderfully boring. You should confirm. Dzogchen in fact is not. Dzogchen, for me, Dzogchen, I can't stop. Addiction. Dzogchen addiction. Okay. And as I told you, a few times I participated in his session. And one day, he asked me, let me see your legs and feet, he said. Now I told him, you don't practice. he said, here, but here, I was shocked. Big, Suwari Dako, Color. Here. Color. Oh, here. Mine, nothing. But here, I have here, a little bit. Little bit. Here, and in this state, no pain at all. Here, this nervous is completely dead. Because this always. My way is this way. So here, no, with this, no sensation. No, what is this? Sensation? And here, a little bit, I have color. But here is color. We call it suwari dako, tako. Color in Japanese. Tako means, in Japanese, octopus. Octopus. Suwari dako. I'm shocked. So embodiment is doesn't embodiment. Show me you are. how big is you are. But this is a matter. No, this is. Today, my memory is not so useless. Because I wrote this with my background drawing. But in fact, his eyes was very beautiful, his eyes was very beautiful. Like, in the Lotus Sutra, we don't stand here, we don't. But in the Lotus Sutra, there is just one line. Ji-gen-ji-shu-jo. Ji-gen. Ji is your ji. Compassion. Gen means eyes. Compassionate eye. Ji means looking or seeing. Ji, shujo means ourselves or every sentient being. Ji genji shujo, his eyes was exactly such kind of eyes. Very compassionate eyes, look at all living beings, his eyes. Therefore, what I am trying to clarify is this Trinity. Metta-sila, Sunyata-samadhi, and Bodhi-prajna. This is not three, I said one. Whichever you really penetrate and embody, three all together. In his case, he penetrates, no? He penetrates, embodied, and he got selfless penetration of Jagan, no? Shikantaka. Just one penetration of Shikantaka, and he embodies really sunyata samadhi. Sunyata means emptiness, selflessness. And then he other body prajna, metta sila. All together, same body. If therefore, whichever way you get in of this three, because not there is not three, it is Trinity, one. Therefore, you embody all three. This is what I want to do. And I said, Jigenji Shujo. In my case, I began my Zazen practice when I was a high school boy. I had my own Genjo Koan, my own Genjo Koan. What is life? What is the real meaning of life? What is the truth? This was my own Genjo Koan. My deepest question. So I asked many questions to friends and to school teachers, and I got no answer. But one day I looked at Zazen poster, and I participated suddenly all week session. And of course I got torture. Completely I got experience of torture. So all my intellectual questions are gone. I disappeared. I got only pain experience. That is very meaningful. Very, very meaningful for me. And then after that, about 3 or 4 miles, every day I continue to go this temple. Only twice there were obsessions there in this. Rest of the period, all empty temples, mountain empty temples. I, with my bicycle, with push bike, I went every day to sit Zazen alone. Why? For me, I couldn't stop, because one day when I start, I opened the door, backside of the temple, and I could see ground, soil. And under the sunlight, during Zazen, many, sometimes ants, passing, and sometimes insects, many kinds of insects on the ground under the sunlight. Very promising. During Zazen, I watch of course this is not the way of Zazen, this is not very. But for me, very quiet, under the sunlight, such a creature, insects, ants, such a creature, is walking. And while I watch, mindfully, I lose my subject. So, subjectless meeting, is this the right or Hogan English? Subjectless meeting, is it such a one? Is my voice too tiny? Sorry? Accent. Okay. I was telling you my experience. When I sat in the empty temple, mountain temple, I watched during Zazen, insects or creature or ants, many travelers in fact, on the ground. Usually we don't see them. But when you really watch mindfully or intimately, you lose yourself. You are not only meeting there, only meeting. So you often lose in favor of whatever we mean. If you really meet someone, only someone's universe arises. Only when I meet with you, for example, Jayan, this is only Jayan's universe. Nothing. There is no room of habitual self. One day I experienced this with the insects and ants. Really, for me, it was very meaningful memory. Usually, I forgot completely, but sometimes. So, for me, it is very deep pleasure to meet with them. So I couldn't stop to go to that mountain temple by bicycle every day. And that is very strange Zazen practice for me. But I continue. Not only, but also, I got some sense of wonder. Very deep sense of wonder, very fresh. And even one leaf, I cannot pass it by. say sometimes, they call me. I speak. I said, why do you know me? When I stayed in Funky Forest, so countless of falling leaves of eucalyptus. But each of them is so unique, all different. Very similar faces, and it's different, very, very different. Such a discovery of unique universe, each unique universe. It's a sort of, I feel, compassion. Zen Ji Shujo. I feel Bodhisattva discover each one of incomparable, very unique universe in each one of us, each one of you, each one of us. Yes, you do your daily experience. Usually our busy life force us to ignore uniqueness. So we lose such a sense. I got one question. A few years ago, one of the session participants, if only one is enough to get all of this Trinity, the essential whole Buddhism. Essence of all Buddhism. That's the Trinity. Three lines. If so, isn't it enough to sit in Zazen? Why do you say three? One, only Zazen, that isn't it enough to embody all of three. Yeah, it's true. If your Zazen is such a genuine, you get your embodiment of all three, the Trinity. Yes. But our character, usually have some inclination or bias or We all have such a, what we call it, such a, not preferences, not personal preference, inclination, native, sorry, predisposition. Native, with such a character. No? Very, for example, in your case, very compassion sense of compassion. For you, for example, very body prajna. So it is better to learn three, to learn to embody or to not crippled way. all around. If you are Zazen, it's all genuine, that's enough, of course. And then, on the base of such a selfless practice, also you can learn inside of Zazen, you learn which sutra you can use, you can find to learn, which action, which sila, which precept. So you are Zazen, lead you Zazen, and all the Trinity. All the Trinity as a whole oneness. Yes, this is what I want to say. One is three. But sometimes if your Zazen is only a personal preference, you get into injustice. You keep your own preferences only. That is crippled way. Maybe easily we become deformed way. Therefore, it is better to image, put into all triangles and this one circle. This is very meaningful thing. But not in your conscious level. With your, in the depths of your Zazen background. This is, if you put this diagram into your conscious realm, this is the hindrance, that mere concept. But please breathe in into your background. Today, so already we talked about Kantaza and so on. Today it is the turn of love and compassion. So, Kakuji, please.
Before you travel, looking for something, you need a map.
Uh-huh. Right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you don't always need it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we have an inner map.
Sometimes we have an inner map.
And that is it.
And that is it. It is. Truly. Truly it is. Dharma brothers and sisters, thank you for allowing me this remarkable opportunity to talk to you. How are you going? Is it difficult? Are you suffering? Plenty of pain? No? Yes? Pain. Big part of life. So, we'll begin. I'll give you a little humour to lift you all up. It's one of the very few Buddhist jokes that I actually know. But a Buddhist monk in New York
bit of a problem with it, but we'll ride over it as we go. But he goes to a hot dog vendor for a hot dog, and he says, make me one with everything. So, you go roll, put in the hot dog, tomato sauce, ketchup, mustard, onions, wraps it up, puts some bait, hands it to the guy, $5. The guy hands him $20 and is standing there waiting. And he said, the hot dog vendor says, what are you waiting for? He said, change. Change comes from within. The great teacher taught, when he was asked, I teach suffering. I teach only suffering and the ending of suffering. He also taught abandon evil doing, practice virtue well, subdue your mind. This is the teaching of all the Buddhas. This is a very interesting trio that he gives. It's in the Dhammapada. Abandon evil doing is sila, precepts. If we truly practice the precepts in all of our life, how can we possibly do evil? We don't even have to ask ourselves, what is evil? We all know. Practice virtue well. Practice virtue well, metta. Loving kindness. Subdue your mind. Samadhi. This is the teaching of all the Buddhas. Justice. Very, very justice. So, another really very, very deeply realized being also taught compassion. Jesus taught compassion. Compassion is an interesting word. I fully understand the meaning of compassion and why I'm relating it so strongly with this teaching of suffering. It's an interesting word. Passion. Passion's original meaning is to suffer with, or to suffer. Passion is to suffer. So at Easter, Christians celebrate the passion of Jesus Christ, the suffering of Jesus Christ. Com is a Latin combining piece of word, which means preface, thank you, which means with. So compassion is to suffer with beings, suffer with beings. If you don't suffer with people, how can you possibly show them any love? How can you open your whole being to them? How can you nurture the world if you don't suffer with it? This world in which we currently live is enveloped in suffering. It's a beautiful thing from outer space, green, blue, white, jewel, masterpiece. This is paradise. It's paradise. And this paradise we have enveloped in suffering. Now where does the suffering come from? It comes from everything that this is not. Everything that this is not, that's where our suffering comes from.
even if we go back to the great teacher's first sermon, he taught the Four Noble Truths. We suffer. All of us, we suffer. All is suffering. In another sutra, the Fire Sutra, Fire Sermon, the Buddha, out of his great compassion for us, teaches that the whole world is burning with suffering. Burning with suffering. And it comes from the second noble truth. Tanha, craving, grasping, holding, greed. The ending of suffering is nirvana. Nirvana is a lovely word, it means putting out the fires. The way to end suffering, the fourth noble truth, Fourth Noble Truth is the Noble Eightfold Path. The Noble Eightfold Path, the eight categories of it, you can put into three categories. Metta, Sila, Samadhi. So the whole of the ending of suffering, the whole Noble Eightfold Path is in this diagram. Some of you, I'm sure, have children. In this crazy world, you don't have any guarantee that they're going to have the lifespan that you have. This dreadful phenomenon of global warming. A very beautiful jewel of paradise that floats in endless space. It's being destroyed, burned up. And there's not one of us here, not one of us here, who doesn't have a role in that. Everyone has a role in that. These clothes we wear require industrial activity. This carpet that I sit on, Everything requires industrial activity, endless industrial activity, endless burning of the earth, burning of the earth's resources to destroy ourselves. This mystery, Zazen, that we come here from sometimes great distance, that we come here to practice, carries all the answers to solving this terrible problem. Now you can take a very cynical view in the ordinary course of planetary existence. Nothing lasts, and our lovely sun will one day explode, and the whole earth will be engulfed. But that's not for us to do. It's not for us to do. Sitting like this in Zazen, in some extraordinarily mysterious way, you're already turning something back. Just every one of you, as our teacher says, is a cosmos to her or his soul. You are your own universe. I sit here and all of you are in my universe. I am in every one of your universes. When we sit here in Zazen, if our Zazen is really true, the whole universe is sitting in that. This is Dogen Zenji's great teaching. The whole universe is sitting in that. It's incomprehensible if you try to analyze with this rattling thumping. Totally and utterly incomprehensible. But it happens. This is the third time in a row that I've come to Springbrook for sessions. The very first time I came in 2006, believe it or not, was the very first time that I'd ever attended a retreat. My very first session here in this universe, in this cosmos, with this teacher. And sitting over at the far wall. There weren't curtains there at that time. And it's interesting, Hogan-san, when you talk about the ants when you're sitting watching, because when the curtains weren't there, Daddy Long Legs used to live on the other, was probably still do, on the other side of the glass. And I was... You can't help it. Even though you're keeping 10-direction vision, suddenly, oh, now what's she doing? And every day I'd watch. I say she, because every day there was a new little bundle wrapped up. Dinner for the future children being prepared in advance. Even spiders know how to practice love and compassion. So, the smallest biting insect practices deep enough. They will reach the most. They will see the final goal. So anyway, being a very, I mean, I'd been practicing at home, sitting in Maha Mudra, which is almost exactly the same position, learning out of books. But I came to a point where I really needed a teacher. And I said at another place, Google led me to my teacher. Sawtaw Retreat, Australia, I put it. And lo and behold, luck came over the way, copy of this. Yeah, no coincidences in this life either. Some extraordinary Buddha's teaching on dependent origination, codependent origination, shows that everything arises because of a preceding cause. There's always a cause for something. Even when you sit and you are beset with severe pain, you've got to move, you eventually have to move. That pain itself is ripening of old karma. And the best thing to do is be very, very mindful with that pain. Be with that pain. Be the pain. Once with the pain. Master Xing Yin, who is a very great Chan master, says if you actually sit with your pain long enough, you will see it transform into something entirely different. And your pain will become cool and light and comfortable. Anyway, there was, on the cushion, actually last day of session, last day, last sitting before yoga. Pain. Oh. I have never had so much pain. It was extraordinary. It was as though there were three demented long taloned one sitting behind me. One wanted the shoulder, one wanted the middle of my back, the other one the hip here. This one would squeeze, that one might let go. That one will let squeeze, this one might let go. And between the three of them, there's this, oh, just awful pain. And I'm sitting there, and in my foreground consciousness, I thought, I really hope Shushu hits the bell soon. Because then I can get up. Anyway, oh, it's got to end soon. It's got to end soon. It's got to end soon. This bell actually won. And struck one time. Dong. In that extraordinary strike of the bell, actually just before, I don't know where this exquisite timing comes from. Just before. From background awareness came, whose pain is this? And the bell. And then the whole universe is totally free of pain. Totally free of pain. Opened up, edgelessly vast, pain free. Because at the end of sitting, second hit of a bell, and suddenly from somewhere came this thought, you can get up now. And I was on the cushion. And I got up. I was left for the whole year after that. It was just as extraordinary. What happened? But I had reached the source of infinite compassion. Infinite compassion from this place, this source. Endlessly vast, never ever ending, infinite compassion. And I had this deep understanding that as long as I held the world grasping like this, then this is all I would have. But that if I embrace the whole world, even with all its suffering, then I have everything.
That means we'll take one more time. not here anymore. Inevitably. I don't want to add any extra pay. In Buddhism, it is said, where is our light? Some more strong light, some more dark shadow. For that one, where there is a prosperity of Dharma, the karmic shadow of our ma. For example, demon, ma, ma, akuma, akuma, ma mono, then spooky demon, ma. Okay. When the Dharma is prosperity, the function of more demonic. Yes. Thank you. Buddhist also getting strong. So we need what we need is to be both truth and reality. We always need to be both to understand. We have both in fact. Dharmic light and karmic shadow always. That's one. Okay. Corresponding with this. Sunyata samadhi is this, no? Sunyata samadhi corresponding ego habit. Ego habit. Ego habit. Okay. Metta-sila is this, corresponding to our shadow desire attachment. Because we have endless desire attachment, we need metta-sila. Compassion, respect. We need respect. Respect is not there. Respect comes from metta. Respect without compassion, it is a whole rule, regulation. So now, body, prajna, correspond to religion, ignorance. So in fact, it is Shunyata Samadhi, maybe both as punishment on this status, on this side, can be either corresponding to this. This is also here, is Shunyata Samadhi, and the Eidosa. And here, Metta-sila, this comes here. Then, this one, this side, becomes Desire-sakshana, Metta-sila. And here, body prajna, both should be here, and this way defined delusion evenness. Then this is not clear. In this case, it is clear because we need one more triangle, a shadow triangle. This is Dharma triangle. Of Dharma, Karma, it is clear. But in this case, both, if this first comes here, it is correspond to this Karma. Like Karma, like Karma, like Karma. So we need to understand. Day and night, being and young, if we only we ignorant, it's or more than that? No, no.